بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيد الأشعار وفزت أقدس عارف بالله حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا.
ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا, ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا. کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. یہ تیری رضا میں جینا, یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا. میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا. میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا. یہی عاشقوں کا سیوا, یہی عاشقوں کی عادت, کبھی گریا بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد بنا, کبھی گریا بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد بنا. یہی عشق کی علامت, یہی عشق کی ضمانت, کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا, کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب, تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ دل پہ مرنا, تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ دل پہ ملنا یہ تیری آیتیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان نہ توقع تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا میری جان نہ توقع تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا یہ تیری یہ تیرا جذب پیلا میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ دل پہ کرنا میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ دل پہ کرنا میرا ہے خطا پرانا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہے خطا پرانا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری شان جلد ہے تیری بندہ پروری ہے میرے جان دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا میرے جان دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ملنا اسے آ گیا جینا اسے آ گیا ملنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں ملنا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم In this ayat there are three parts really. One is Allah Ta'ala is addressing the believers. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. They are the friends of Allah Ta'ala, but Allah wants them to become the special friends. So for that, one more thing, what iman you must have? Taqwa. Many, many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah combines these two. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, taqullah. Al ladhina amanu, wa kanu yattaqun. Many ayats like that. So, and in order to get this taqwa, iman Allah gave us as a gift. Whether a person was born in a Muslim home or as a revert, it's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. That Allah made that person understand he accepted Islam. That is a great, great gift for which daily we should make shukr. We should try our best. We must never be neglectful of that. So much so that our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew my ummah will be weak also, especially the latter part today we know. So and but they will eat. So he put this ni'mat of making shukr for the ni'mat of Islam, he put it with the food dua. But unfortunately we don't read the food dua also. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. What a great ni'mat though when you eat, but how many of us we think, we forget many, many times. We just talking all the time or whatever it is or finding fault in the food at home, but to make shukr. And this is the rule of Allah Ta'ala, وَلَيْنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that Allah will increase us. So the shukr is very important. That is what the food dua, and that also we should do it consciously. Make shukr that Allah made us Muslims. What a great ni'mat it is. If it wasn't for Islam, we would be like animals, we were worse than animals. And we see today also many people who are maybe named by they are Muslims, but their practices are not Islamic. What is their life? Those who are non-Muslim and who have got non-Islamic practices, what is their life? What a great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that He blessed us with the great, great wealth and great treasure of Islam and Iman. And may Allah let us live by it and die by it. Then we will actually see the real value of it. So for that, you have to stay in the company of those people who have got that taqwa, who has got that connection with Allah Ta'ala. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعَدًا, for everything there is a mind. وَمَعَدًا التَّقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ, and the mind of taqwa is the hearts of the arifin, those who have recognized Allah, and not only by word all that, but actually how great Allah is, how kind Allah is, how merciful, what a creator Allah Ta'ala is, khallaqun azim, what a great creator, khallaqun alim, but what knowledge and precisely everything, whether it's just the human body, one part of it. It's impossible for any scientist or any mathematician to have thought of a plan like this. Every part of the body, then how many human beings in the world of different ages? Allahu Akbar, it's just mind-boggling how great Allah Ta'ala is. Then how many animals, different types of animals. And not only that, Allah is the creator, the nourisher, the sustainer. And not that Allah Ta'ala gives a menu and you have to choose three times, as many times as you want to eat, Allah is giving food all the time. And then again, how many times of fish, birds, insects, worms, reptiles, then the mountains Allah created, the seas Allah Ta'ala created. One Buzurg says that the whole life, if we have to make shukr for one drop of water, we cannot make it. We won't be able to make shukr for one drop of water. And scientists say water is H2O, two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen, and they got more than enough hydrogen and oxygen. But let them make one drop of water, and they know how to, they know the recipe also, and they've got all the ingredients also, but let them make one drop of water. And then again, this air that we are breathing in, which we don't even ever think, and perhaps we don't make shukr for also. And Allahu Akbar, our needs that Allah Ta'ala is fulfilling. Now as we are sitting here, all of us got our clothes on, and whether it's a kurta, whether it's a waistcoat, whether it's a socks, whether it's a vest, whether it's the warm vest, underpants, whatever. Who and who worked for it? where and where in the world the people were. We can't imagine. And how many people, how long ago, worked to make those machines on which they went to. For those people come to work, they needed clothes also. For their clothes, how many people worked? Many of us came by car now. That one car, how many parts has it got? If one wheel is just deflated a bit, you have to change your wheel. You think, now I'm not going today. I have to change my wheel, it's going to take long, and that I got a good excuse that I won't be going today. How many things in the car? And if one small somewhere, a screw or something is not right, then the car won't even work. If it's not just tight enough, if it's too tight, it broke, the car is not going to work also. Then the roads we are traveling on. For the roads to be made. And Allah precisely, that so-and-so banda of mine is going to use this road so-and-so time, it has to be made for him. Allah made it specifically, we should take it. Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when in his time the freeway started being made, he said, Allah is making it for us so that we can go more in the path of Allah, more easily. So we should take it like that. Allah is doing it all. So we can't imagine how many billions of people, how many billions of Allah's creation for this one glass that we are wearing. Spectacles for our clothes, buttons, everything. Allahu Akbar. So a person who has got that recognition of Allah Ta'ala in the true sense, and then stay with such a person, you will get taqwa. Because that person will know how great. And a person who will read Al-Qari'ah, Mal-Qari'ah, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْقَارِعَةَ, what is, what will that be? أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. That we are just engaged of accumulating wealth all the time until you will go to the Qabristan. Then you will understand that all this hoka, this desire of accumulating wealth, didn't help you. And especially if you accumulated it in the wrong way and you spend it in the wrong way. But even in the halal way, somebody said very nicely that in halal there is hisab, in haram there is azab. For haram there is azab. May Allah have mercy upon us. So to stay with these people, tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna. To live and die with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. One is the literal meaning, to live with them all the time. Or you stay with them as much as you can. That is also very, very, very effective. The other is to live with your lovers and to die with your lovers. According to Hazrat's mizaj and his nature, that Hazrat said that to live with the lovers of Allah is to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And to die with the lovers of Allah is to stop and stay away from all the prohibitions, from what all Allah has prohibited. A person stays away from that. That is living with the lovers of Allah. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. It is only this way possible that a person passes through and crosses this road of Allah Ta'ala, that he successfully covers the road to Allah Ta'ala. How? Kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. Yeah, again the literal meanings also. Sometimes that you make sabar, difficult and hard conditions come, you make sabar. And for us to understand this is also difficult. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, when he was in Dabel, he had developed piles, and piles are very painful, very, very painful. And if it's bleeding piles, and a person who's concerned of his parking, very hard, namaz time, great difficulty. So his student and his murid, Shah Ataullah Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali, had come to visit him, got permission to make Hazrat's treatment, and he told Hazrat, you're not taking treatment for this illness. And you're an amanat of the ummah, the knowledge, the taqwa, the piety, what Allah has given you. You have to take treatment. So he listened for a while, then he just very humbly said, it's a gift from there, I don't want to return the gift. We can't imagine this also. Has to make the sabr. And it's not for us to take treatment. And these people see it's a gift from Allah. One great buzur, when he got a headache, he read Surah Fatiha. Allah Ta'ala reprimanded him. I want you to have a headache, you want to have it removed. So you go my way, you don't go your way. What I want you to do, you do. Allahu Akbar. We can't do this for those people. We not even ABC, we're not in the A also. For us, and it's 100% jais to take treatment. No problem, in fact it is sunnah to take treatment. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened the way for the ummah. He took treatment himself also, otherwise what should we do? He prescribed the way also. So anyway, so to make sabr on such conditions, we can't think of it. No food for how long in the house? Today we just little short of sugar is a problem. We just little short of milk is a big problem. These people no food, and for how many days that they make sabr. And shukar again, that we don't do also. What namats of Allah Ta'ala. Who of us even made shukar for the eyes we have got, for the ears we have got, for our iman in Islam, for our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We don't make shukar also. So these are the things that we must develop in us. And Allah bring us to that. That is why we have this majalis, to be reminded. And when you remind our dhakir, فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, for the reminder is beneficial for all the mu'mineen. The one who is reminding, he also gets benefited. And the one who is being reminded, he also is being benefited. Ye teri rida mein jeena, ye teri rida mein marna. To live in your happiness, to die in your happiness. Again the same thing, to live in the happiness of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, fulfilling His commandments. May Allah give us tawfiq, our faraz namaz, to be conscious of our iman. Alhamdulillah, if you go in jamaat, the first point always they discussing about iman. But on our own also, do we think about our iman? First, iman must be correct. If you've got wrong iman on the wrong things, many people, the iman is incorrect. That is one thing. Then you must have the required amount of iman. Like if your torch takes 3 cells, 3 batteries, you have to have 3. And you have to have the right type of battery. If it takes the pen light battery, you need pen light cells. If it takes the bigger battery, you need that battery. So it must be the correct battery. It must be the right amount. And then the battery mustn't be flat. It must have power, according to the power in there. So that yaqeen in that iman. That is the iman is a capsule. And then that on that also Allah will give jannat insha'Allah. But hopefully Allah give us direct jannat. But if you got the amount more, you got yaqeen in there, which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had acquired from the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that iman with that yaqeen, it works wonders in the world. But today we're not even concerned about it. We don't think about our iman. Today, one day passed, let us think for ourselves, who of us thought of our iman, whether it's correct, whether I've got the right quantity, the right things, all the things I have to have iman on, the power in that iman. And then again, all our ibadat, our namazes, are they in order? Then these namazes of ours, if they are in existence, 5 times namaz a day, all the namazes, then our qaza namazes, then the external postures of our namaz, are they correct? Then our inside concentration, devotion, where are we? If there was a screen here on the wall, and nobody should even take the courage to look at somebody else's screen. His own screen. So just imagine that for everyone, there is a screen there. And whatever we are thinking is coming on the screen. What will be our condition? Today people, with cameras, from where and where, satellite cameras, where they are photoing and where it's showing what is happening, which part of the world, where it's showing. On Qiyamah's Day, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنْفُسِهِمْ. we will show them our signs in the skies and in themselves also. Allah, the Qudrat is there. So, to live in the pleasure of Allah, to be fulfilling all His commandments. Ye teri rada mein marna. And when a person, the prohibitions of Allah come. You see that woman, you really like to look at her, your desire is, but not to look. You would like to speak to her also, but not to speak. All that is a big, to die. A person is like going to die. Especially young people, many of them, they have this, that our desire for sin is so great. Music, those who are addicted to music, those who are addicted to sports, films, etc., to stay away from them. This is only from, but this is how a person reaches Allah. Thereby fulfilling the commandments of Allah and staying away from the prohibition. Some people make lot of ibadat, nafil ibadat also, but then they're doing all the wrong things also at the same time. And some people, usually taqwa, to stay away from the wrong. A person who does that, he normally fulfills Allah's commandments also. But many people who only on the one side, they're doing what we have to do, but on the prohibitions. There is no parda in the home, no parda outside. At many institutions there is no parda. So all this year, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. And for that, lazim on us, compulsory, is to be regularly making tawbah istighfar. That also asks us, how much do we make tawbah istighfar? We are committing sins left, right and center. But how much tawbah istighfar? Meri abdiyat pe, ya Rab, ye hai tera fazal karna. A person who has got this, he has got abdiyat in him. That you became a slave of Allah Ta'ala. One person says, we all say we are the slaves of Allah, but we act as though we are masters. We are in charge of our lives also. A slave is not, hasn't got his life also. We say we are the slaves of Allah, but we act as though we can do what we want to. We can go where we want to, we can say what we want to. We got no master over us. Nobody to tell us what to do. But we say we are slaves. Who slaves? Allah. So we should find out from Allah. So if a person gets this abdiya, this is the fazl of Allah. It's not your kamal in any way, if you get this reality. And also, these are our majalis, so that wherever we have reached Allah's tawfiq, whatever it is, we must make shukr also. We got outward, at least our appearance is Muslim, or pious people, alhamdulillah, we have to make shukr. But we don't come to a standstill anywhere. That we have to be pushed on all the time. That we have to move on all the time. Like for example, if we got our namazes in order, say our qaza namazes in place, that is in place. Our postures, outward condition of namaz in order, then the inside of namaz, there is no end to make effort on that. That we have to carry on with that. Yehi aashiqo ka shewa, yehi aashiqo ki aadat. This is the way of the ashiqs, the lover of Allah. That these things, not just to that people tell us, hey, he's a big ashiq of Allah. He got great ma'rifat. No, no. This is the way that the sabr all the time, the shukr all the time, which we see we are so weak in. And also a sign of it, kabhi ghiriya wo buka hai, kabhi hai sard hai wo bharna. Kabhi it is crying. And sometimes it is crying and humbling oneself in front of Allah. Sometimes it is taking deep sighs that what a life I'm living. I'm not fulfilling the commands, I'm breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Yehi aashiqo ki alamat, yehi ishq ki zamanat. This is the very sign that a person is a lover of Allah. This is the very guarantee that a person is the lover of Allah. What? Kabhi zikr ho zuma se. Sometimes with your tongue you are making zikr. Kabhi dil mein yaad karna. Sometimes in your heart you are remembering Allah Ta'ala. So how much of that is with us? How much with our tongue are we making zikr? And just consider our namaz. In our namaz which Allah Ta'ala said, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Exclusive for my remembrance. Now how many of us, we even thought of Allah? Even at the beginning of namaz, at the end of namaz, how many of us make niyat for the farishtas, kiram and katibin? Do we think of them? All the other niyats, the imam, the people on the right, the left. So how much are we making zikr of Allah, remembering Allah Ta'ala? Or is it just an outward form? a lifeless body. And if a person gives you a dead horse, what you going to do with it? If somebody, if you open your cupboard and a dead body falls out from there, you've got a very, very big problem. And if our body is a dead body, no life, our namaz is a dead namaz, no life in that namaz. So how much don't we have to make effort? And the one is to listen to it, to talk about it, then to have that concern and do something about that concern. A person went to a doctor, normally do this test, whole lot of tests. And all the tests came, they have problems, high sugar, high cholesterol, blood level is high. And you just put the paper away and you carry on with your life. You don't worry about anything like that. No, it doesn't work like that, nobody. But yeah, we are taking our own x-ray all the time, blood tests we are taking. And we see, now we made Maghrib, how weak, but what are we doing about it? Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. The sum total of my life, if we go in the right way, and the very support of my life support, it's not the machine in the ICU, my life support, what is that? Tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna, to be with your lovers all the time. But how many of us are like that? And today how sad that the aashiqs of Allah Ta'ala, the doctor, I never envy a doctor. I just make shukar. He's called up 11 o'clock at night. He's on the weekend, he's called up. Hey, now this patient, this problem. Please, doctor, you have to come now. All the time. But the spiritual doctor is not available. Ramzan will open our surgery. The hospital will be open only in Ramzan. Where was it? The hospital will be open only once a week for majlis. And the rest of the time, doctor is also sleeping. The patient also, what is happening to the patient? So the spiritual diseases are so much on the increase that there isn't a treatment. But what should be happening? The ustad, the sheikh, the ustad also should be in the, what is the right thing. And which the khankas used to be full time for the murids. And the murids also staying full time. For months and for years they are staying. And the sheikh also has got that spirit. But today it is time up, finished, close the door. Office is closed, finished, no more, nothing else. It doesn't work like that. Real work of deen is when you do those sacrifices. Maulana Ahmed Latsaf, the old workers jury was saying, not the old workers, I mean you were staying with the day extra. Amongst the many great advisors, that for example in Jamaat work, that any new brother come, quickly go and meet him, make his ikram, etc. He comes middle of the night, make his ikram at any time. The first time I went to Nizamuddin, Maulana Musa Samrodi, rahmatullah alayh, he immediately came with some tea and everything. The next day somebody else was coming, he said, Maulana, how I treated you to yesterday, today it's your turn. Now you must entertain those people. So this is an ongoing thing. Everyone must be doing it. But how much of us consider, worry about the next person? All the mehman that come, for deen's sake, your own mehman at home, how much don't we go out of our way? This is mehman for the sake of deen, for Allah's mehman. So how much more shouldn't we be sacrificing? Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab? And when a person develops that love of Allah, then he will say, Ya Allah, I never knew what is your love. Tere aashiqo se sikha, tere sange dar pe marna. I learned from your lovers how to give my life at your threshold. The Sahaba, how they gave their lives. Today to give little bit time, we can't. Forget sweat, that we sweat in the path of Allah. Or that we walk little, have little difficulty. We just look for our aram all the time. That is first preference. That all my aram must be in order, my food must be in order. But to sacrifice, that Allah will see to my needs. And that I will go, and mashallah, there are many jamaats that are doing that. Many our akabir, our awliya, how they used to do. But today we don't see that. That is what should be happening. Ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadaqa. These are your gifts, your O Allah. This is your help which you give. Meri jaan na tawa ka tere gham pe sabar karna. My weak body to make sabar on your love. That is, normally in love, you you've got engaged to a girl, now you've developed a love, an inclination towards her, even you're not doing anything haram, you're not contacting, but now you know, you are developing, when your mother speaks about her, you know now how you feel, anyone else speaks, and you know, marriage is in 3 weeks' time, 3 months' time, then I'm going to get my wife. Yeah, with Allah Ta'ala, whole life you must make sabr. Musa alayhi salam wanted to see Allah Ta'ala, yeah. Allah gave the strong, stern words, Lan tarani, you can't see me here in this dunya. There you will see me. So to make the sabr all the time on Allah. So your quest is what your love, and you're not getting your beloved. And your whole life, we have to make sabr. That many ashiks of Allah Ta'ala, we read the stories, that it's many times they say, Ya Allah, we can't take it now, and they gave their lives. So that love of Allah Ta'ala, where have we got one bit of that also? Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye tera jazbe pinha. This is your gift, Ya Allah. This is your secret way of pulling us towards you, like a magnet pulls a piece of metal, etc. What is that? Mera nala in adamat tere sange dar pe karna. To be crying out at your threshold. Today, how many of us we get up for tahajjud? Today, alhamdulillah, many people are getting up. But that crying and that love of Allah in that sajda, today we just want to be quick. Just take shortcuts even. Tahajjud, nafil, is the thing to be giving to Allah Ta'ala. Many du'as, ulama say we shouldn't read them in the faraz namaz. Nafil, we should be reading them. But how many of us know those du'as? For the, to be reading in sajda, between the, in jalsa, between the two sajdas, in qawma, all that du'as, we should be reading them. And those long, long rakats of namaz, where have we got that? If we just manage to make 2 rakats tahajjud, I'm happy, I'm a tahajjud guzar. And that also after Isha, before Witr we made, I'm happy I'm Tahajjud Guzar. But what is Tahajjud Guzar? So this year, that is a gift of Allah who can make this nadamat there, and to the threshold of Allah. And when a person like this gets the multazam, then what to say of that person? How he pours his heart out there. May Allah give us tawfiq. We just want to register our name, ourselves, multazam also. But we can't really stick to it. We don't put any glue. Other people are so glued, you can't loosen them from there. And we got put no glue, we can't stick also. And nowadays, with the crowd, we don't make effort also. But they are all the time, if you see, there are people there, they also made effort, They were also outside the haram at one time. How they came and they got till there. So if we have got that, we can also reach there. But unfortunately, we lack a lot. Mera harqas khata pe rona, hey yahi meri talafi. To be crying on every sun of ours. We don't even think, we shouldn't be thinking of sins, we should be remembering Allah. But if we can't cry, think of our sins, of how bad I am, how I treat people, how I speak to people, how I've treated my wife, first person. How I treat other people in my class, my students, how I treat them. All these things here. So to cry on every guna, tiri rahmatu ka sadqa, mera jurum afwa karna. This is all the great kindness of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah forgives the sin. And Allah has been so kind, you can't cry, just make your face like a crying person. Allah says, that is also enough for me. But we don't even make the face crying, a face like a crying person. We don't even say, Allah, I'm crying in front of you. We should have that. Little bit at least, before going to sleep, lying down, speak to Allah Ta'ala. When we get up, speak to Allah. Allah give tawfiq of tahajjud, speak to Allah Ta'ala. Teri shan jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai. This is the shan of yours, how you pull us towards you. Yeah, from how many different places all have been pulled for Allah's sake. At anywhere, all the jamaats, ijtimaas, khanqas, darul ulooms, everywhere, how the people are poor. This is how Allah Ta'ala is the murabbi. He makes tarbiyat, what's the English word? Nurtures you. How Allah Ta'ala nurtures you and brings you. Meri jaan dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. May Allah, that with my life and soul, I remember you all the time. And Allah, the masnoon duas, how many of us got that? When we get up, alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana. And then the other du'as also, we make little bit, we make some niyat, whatever it is. We get off the bed, Bismillah. Now we're going to the toilet. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Coming out of the toilet, Ghufranak, Alhamdulillah, illadhi azhaba. Now we are making wudu, all the du'as of wudu. Now we are wearing clothes, Alhamdulillah, illadhi kasani. All the, how many? All the time to be in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And when we make miswak, sunnah of, we think is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this. That all the time, you get a middle of the night, you think of Allah Ta'ala. Wherever it is, Allah's thoughts come first. Got a problem? Ya Allah, only you can solve it. May Allah bless us with that reality. And it's a bigger problem that we turn to namaz. But how many of us, we turn to the phone first? A person who turns to namaz first, who turns to Allah Ta'ala, and he gets Allah's help first, what to say for that person? Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Any person, you got the company of a person who is ahle dil, who has found Allah Ta'ala. From there, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. That person has now learned how to live, how to die. How to live for Allah's pleasure, how to die for Allah's pleasure. How to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and how to save oneself from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with this. Okay, tayar ki dil uchhen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain, wo fani buto se juda ho rahe hain. Jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain, wo fani buto se juda ho rahe hain. Wo khamre kuhan to kavi tar hai lekin naye jamo meena ata ho rahe hain. Wo khamre kuhan to kavi tar hai lekin naye jamo meena ata ho rahe hain. Kabhi kalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hain. Kabhi kalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hain. Khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar, hum ab ahle sidq ko safa ho rahe hain. Khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar, hum ab ahle sidq ko safa ho rahe hain. Kabhi pee rahe hain lahu aarzoo ka, kabhi pee rahe hain lahu aarzoo ka, mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hain, mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hain. Tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat, tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat, naye bab ulfat ke wa ho rahe hain. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر، یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں، کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں۔ محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو، محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں، کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں۔ جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں، وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ The title of the poem کے بھی فرونو کیونو ٹائٹل سے نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں۔ اللہ از گیونگ نیو ٹائپس آف ڈوائن آف دا لو آف اللہ تعالی۔ حضرت ایکسپلینز، جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں، اے پرسن ہو ایوری مومنٹ از گیونگ ہز لائف فار اللہ تعالی، مے اللہ برنگ اس ٹو دیٹ لیول۔ اینڈ اٹ ڈزنٹ مین دیٹ یو ہیو ٹو گیو اپ یور شاپ، یور جاب، یور وائف، یور ہوم، نو آل دیٹ، بٹ برنگ اللہ احکامات ان دیٹ۔ That is all what we have to do. Carry on with your work. But, for example, do your business, do it correctly. And namaz time, see that you make namaz, give the right change, charge the right prices, all do your business the correct thing. But the how, what your wife in the home, no, you don't have to divorce your wife to become Allah's. But bring Allah's commandments in there. Be kind to her, treat her nicely, don't make zulam on her, etc. In everything what we do, just bring the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وہ فانی بٹو سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں۔ اینڈ اے پرسن ہو از گیونگ ہز لائف فار اللہ اینڈ ایوری تھنگ آٹومیٹیکلی از موونگ اوے فرام آل فالس ہوڈ۔ یو کین بی پلنگ ان ٹو ڈائریکشنز ایٹ دا ون ٹائم۔ اف یو آر گوئنگ ٹوورڈز اللہ تعالیٰ، یو گوئنگ اوے فرام آل دا باطل۔ یو آر گوئنگ ٹو آخرت، یو آر گوئنگ اوے فرام دنیا۔ سو جسٹ گیٹ ٹو گو ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ، ڈو ایوری تھنگ اینڈ پٹ اللہ احکامات ان دیئر۔ Alhamdulillah, the brothers explained that as Muslims we are not required to give up the dunya. But whatever we are doing, whatever work, bring Allah's laws in there. That is what we must do. So we carry on and we bring the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who does that, he will see not only the fani bhutto, the made up dollies of the streets and all that, but all the wrong things. As you go to Allah, you'll be cutting yourself off from the wrong things. وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے، لیکن نو ڈاؤٹ اٹ از دا فیمس تھنگ، دا اولڈر دا وائن دا لیکر دا مور بیٹر اٹ از۔ اتر آلسو دا اولڈر اٹ از، اٹ از سیڈ اٹ از مور بیٹر، مور ایکسپینسو، مور، دیٹ از اے فیکٹ حضرت سیز۔ لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں، بٹ واٹ ٹو سی، وی ایم گیٹنگ نیو اینڈ نیو ٹائپس آف دا لو آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی، نیو سائنس اللہ آن دا پرسن۔ ملا واری ورد لہو لا واری لہو، اے پرسن ہو ڈزنٹ ہیو کنیکشن وتھ اللہ، نتھنگ کمز ان ہز ہارٹ آلسو۔ ناؤ اللہ از پٹنگ نیو تھنگس، نیو انڈرسٹینڈنگ، ڈیپ انڈرسٹینڈنگ، اینڈ یو یور سیلف آر سرپرائز فروم وے از آل دس کمنگ۔ I didn't have this understanding of deen and all that. Where is it coming? Allah. That how much the old wine, and now Allah is giving you new types of wine of the love of Allah. Not this wine which makes you drunk and you don't know who your mother is, who your sister is and all that. No. But it is that love of Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. Sometimes you give your heart. You had a desire in your heart, but you broke it. And sometimes when it's necessary, physically you get engaged also. You are keeping rozas now. A cold nights, you are getting up for sehri. summer early mornings, your sleep is hardly finished. You said, I hardly close my eyes, I have to get up for steady again. But you are giving. And if you go in Jamaat, and today, mashallah, Jamaats, where and where they are working. So you are there giving their lives, the comfort, the enjoyment for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hain. So sometimes give your heart, sometimes give your body, and prove that you are sincere and truthful to Allah Ta'ala. That whatever Allah's demand was, you saw that woman, your desire was that you must look at her, but you gave your heart for Allah. You didn't give it to her. You sacrificed at that time. Or, for example, some deal. And forget something haram in that deal. Some doubtful thing. And you say, no, I won't do this. Hard. The prophet is lucrative. Very good prophet. And very easy money. But no, it doesn't look right. Or you find out, you say, no, it's not right. Better not to do this. This is not advisable. At that time, it's not easy for a person. You want to buy a new car. And you want to get finance, you want to finance. But Mufti Sahib say, just financing, just what you are talking about, just is not correct. Can't finance it in that way, but your heart is in that car. And the wife also, her heart, and the children also. Now to break your heart there, this is what Allah Ta'ala wants at that time. Then Allah Ta'ala gives new types of wonderful wine. Kabhi... خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر اللہ اکبر your own happiness you sacrifice it for the happiness of Allah and you want to do it this way Allah says do it this way now what are you going to do you want to do what you want to do your nafs is there and the more stronger your nafs the more it dictates to you it's not easy but to that person who comes to that level that he sacrifices no I'll do only what Allah wants me to do hum ab ahle sidq wa safa ho rahe hain we are becoming those who are truthful and loyal to Allah Ta'ala so we practice on this little and Allah will test you bring bigger test also he won't just suddenly put you in a big test small test and takes you into the bigger test also so at that time also a person must see that he moves forward all the time may Allah give us tawfiq May he help us. Without his help, nothing can be accomplished. Kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzu ka. Sometimes we are drinking the blood of our desires. That we don't fulfill our desires, we slaughtered the heart, the desire, and the blood we are drinking it. Not physically, but that we really wanted to do that. But you don't want to do it. Your child wants that type of Nike shoe. That Nike skipper, whatever it is, hat, and you want to make your child happy, but you see, no, I can't buy this. There is a murat, a picture on the toy. There is music playing in the toy, but no, I can't buy this. And your child is crying for it. You are in Makkah Sharif, in Medina, you are at the shop. You want to, the child is crying, but you say, no, I can't break the law of Allah. It's not easy. But this is what is required that a person does that. مٹا کر خود ہی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں When a person humbles himself, when tawaza'a lillah, we are destroying our ana, our anything. We that I am anything, ba khuda ho rahe. Now we are becoming with Allah Ta'ala. To nafs and Allah doesn't go together. Which one of the two? You make your nafs happy or you make Allah happy. And to humble yourself, that is not easy also to say I am wrong. I made a mistake. It's not easy, but a person just also is required from a person. Tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat. May Allah bless us with that. Blessed are you when the tears of sorrow are flowing from your eyes. That a person who realizes I was wrong and he cries to Allah Ta'ala. And if it's at tahajjud time, what to say? If Allah blesses the person. But generally, unfortunately, our taps are closed so tight we can't open them. No tear wants to come out. Fortunate is that person who can tear for Allah Ta'ala. But Allah has been so kind that you just make your face like a crying person, that also I will accept. So may Allah bless us with that much, at least make our face like a crying person. Nee baab ulfat ki wa ho rahe hain. New doors of the love of Allah are opening and people are also exclaiming, from where this person brings this? Where is this? Where is he explaining all these things? How it is coming? Allah is opening it onto a person. Ye shaan-e karam hai ke nalaiqon par This is Allah's great karam, that on those who are not worthy, karam unke hardam ata ho rahe. His kindness is even on those people who are the sinful people, that Allah Ta'ala blesses them also. Allah doesn't leave them also out. So all we need is to turn to Allah Ta'ala. No matter what great sinner you are, that doesn't matter by Allah Ta'ala. How beautifully somebody said it, every saint has got a history and every sinner has got a future. So the future is there, but you turn to Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala will grant you this. And nalaiqo par, those who are not worthy, and who is worthy by Allah. And Allah's karam, yes, the one forward says, that kareem ke darwaze par, bheek kaise. A person who is kind, you don't go and beg there, he's going to give you without begging. And Allah is that bheek. And when he calls you for Hajj Umrah, for at Kaaba Sharif, because he wants to give you, he's calling you. And he's kareem, even if you don't ask, but we are abd. So we have to ask, we ask, but Allah is going to give. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho. Hazrat says, look at the miracle of miracle of love. That person, that is true love, love of Allah Ta'ala. What a miracle, ke sultan ho kar gada ho rahe. Though a person is a king, is a sultan, but when he gets this love, Ibrahim ibn Adham, the king of Tabuk, all these two, great, great, how many people. But when they got the love of Allah, then they just became ordinary mendicants, ordinary humble people, nothing. You see, sometimes you in a khanqa, in jamaat, and who is making your khidmat? And you even order the person, do this, do that. You even tell him, toilets are dirty, get them clean. Afterwards, when you come to know who that person is, Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi, one person from Lucknow is famous that they like very up to date in their dressing and they're very tidy and very particular about everything. He heard a lot about Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi. So he wrote a letter that I would like to come and meet you. Hazrat replied, okay. He said, when he's coming? Hazrat went to the station to fetch him. So he thought he's a porter, the person who carries the baggage and that. So Hazrat took his baggage, started carrying it for him, took him to the house, and he's ordering Hazrat around. And he's saying all the time that Hazrat, I want to meet Manana Qasim, I want to meet Shaykh al-Hind Rahmat. He said, don't worry, you will meet him. And all the time this, now he's bringing food, serving him with the food. So he said, but I came to meet Shaykh al-Hind. He said, don't worry, you will meet him. Now he told him to rest a little bit, pressing his legs, all that. Then he said, who are you looking for is me. Now what will happen to a person? Those are the Allah wala. But we, what our big titles, where we make khidmat of anyone, where we think of humbling ourselves, all must make our khidmat. All must humble themselves for us. So these Allah wala, that is how, though they are kings, we are hardly anything to them. But we want to act as though everyone must be at our service, everyone must do everything for us, and there are different ways that we get people, that they must do this for us, they must do that for us, etc. We, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can humble ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گرد درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیظ سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ناراي مستانا خشمي آيدم تاب جانا چنيمي بايدم الله جل جلاله وجعل شانه الله 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 مٹادے اپنی ہستی کو ہاں مٹادے اپنی ہستی کو چھوڑ دے سارے مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ 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 جل جلالہ وتعالی شان الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النذر فيما يرضيك عنا اللهم نسألك رضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النذر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك ونعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مذلة اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا ووفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والأمل والنية والحج إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وأهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.